Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Looking at the Mission President's Handbook, welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. The last few broadcasts, we've been looking at the Mission President's Handbook, which outlines the duties of a mission president, which we admit is a very important function in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But one of the reasons why we're going through this is because Mormons often will say that it's wrong to have any type of a paid clergy. Now, it's not that there are not some knowledgeable Mormons that know that there are people within the church who are there to run the church who receive compensation for some of their activities. But at the same time, Mormons are always quick to tell us that they don't have a paid clergy. I think that's just playing a game of semantics. I would consider a mission president of having a type of a clergy function and being in charge of all these missionaries. Now, a Mormon might want to argue with that, but it's just a difference of opinion here. The fact is, mission presidents are compensated for their duties, and as we are looking, we see that they are compensated quite well for their duties. Today, we're looking at the housing and transportation and insurance. This is page 81 in the Mission President's Handbook, and it says Mission Home. Your mission home is either owned or leased by the church. Mission homes are selected, furnished, and decorated to be versatile and to meet the needs of a variety of mission presidents over an extended period of time. As a result, your mission home may be larger or smaller than your needs or than the home to which you are accustomed. Now, when it comes to housing allowance, ministers get a housing allowance, Christian pastors get a housing allowance, rabbis get a housing allowance, Muslim imams, I guess, can take a housing allowance according to the IRS code, and there are tax advantages to that, no doubt. The point that we want to make on this is when you have a mission president who is having his housing, his rent or his mortgage taken care of. In this case, we'd probably have to classify it more as rent because he's living in a home that's really not his own. Mm-hmm. The church is taking care of it. Well, what is happening with the home that he probably already owns? Well, I would assume he's probably renting that out. So he's making income off of his own home that he left behind.
Now, notice it said furnished. Now, if it's furnished where he's going to be going to, let's say here in Utah, well, that's great because he doesn't have to worry about the furniture. He can leave the furniture and all the fixings at his old place. Mm-hmm. And now he can rent it as a furnished home. That's going to rent out much better than a non-furnished home.
Okay. Going on, it says, the mission office pays such mission home expenses as rent. Well, that would make sense because they just explained that they're probably living in a house that's either owned or leased by the church, and the church is going to take care of that. But it says rent, if leased, utilities. Utilities. Now, in Utah, our utilities are probably not nearly as expensive in some places like Southern California. I remember when you and I lived in California, utilities were quite expensive, and we lived in a climate that really wasn't all that severe. But the church is going to take care of that. Any numbers? I'm sure people listening to this probably know about how much they pay every month their utilities.
Well, remember, you're going to have four different kinds of utilities. Everybody has gas, and then they're going to have electric. They're going to have water and sewer. And so figuring, we're going to use a four-bedroom, three-bath house here in Utah as an example. Probably you're going to be around $80 in gas, somewhere in that vicinity, $75 in electric, $90 in water, $20 in sewer. So you're looking at about $265 a month. As an average, or about $31.80 over the course of a year.
Okay, and then it also includes, in that same bullet point, telephones. And as we discussed yesterday, that can be quite expensive if you have cell phones, and even smartphones are a little more expensive now, although It seems funny now. You can't get the old cheap phones anymore without paying actually more for those. They usually are giving away the smartphones because they know that the package for that smartphone is going to cost a little bit more for each individual phone. What are we looking at there? What would you say for telephone?
Well, it's going to be anywhere from 150 to 200. Let's just say 200 because they're going to get smartphones. Five people in this family that we're using as an example. Mm-hmm. So $200 times 12 months is going to be $2,400.
Now, I'm not quite sure. I wonder if what they're talking about here, and although it says that they'll compensate them for their long-distance calls, is that on the landline and maybe in the house that they live? They have a landline? Maybe they're talking about that. See, folks, we don't really know. We're just some of this we have to guess at because it's pretty vague.
But let's just be honest. A mission president and his wife and his kids are not going to be able to get along without having the cell phones.
Especially the president himself. Yeah. You're right. And then it also says it covers their internet connection. Mm-hmm. That can be pretty expensive.
Well, if you're going to do cable, the phone, and internet package that the local company has here, you're looking at about $150 with not a whole lot of perks there, just the basic package there.
Okay. Next bullet point says maintenance, including gardening and repair or replacement of household items. If a mission home outside the United States and Canada has large lawn and garden areas, a gardener may occasionally be hired. In the United States and Canada, the grounds are maintained through the facilities maintenance group, which I'm assuming is a part of the Mormon church. So they are taking care of that. Okay, I understand that. But if you lived on your own and you had to do that, that could be quite considerable, hiring a gardener.
Sure, it would.
I mean, just to mow your lawn once a week could easily, with some, it could
$40.
With yards as large as they are in Utah.
Even if you're only doing that for 7 months, you know, you still are talking about quite a chunk there.
Then the next bullet point says one part-time housekeeper cook. No more than a total of 20 hours per week. Now, you even get a part-time housekeeper or cook in this deal. That's pretty good, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't have that. I know you don't.
Well, I'm not going to use my wife as an example.
No.
That's all I have, Bill. I don't pay her anything.
Yeah, true. But let's figure that. I mean, if you're in a third world country, you might be able to get away with a housekeeper being paid relatively inexpensively. They would probably think that would be great, you know, in that context. But let's say having a housekeeper in London or New York or a place like that, of course, it's going to be considerably more. Let's just throw out a number.
Now, we need to, let's throw out a number. Let's say the maid's just making $12 an hour here in Utah, and I don't know if that's accurate or not. Well, I mean, you're looking at, if she's going to work 80 hours over the course of the month, that's about $1,000.
Okay.
But remember, we need to explain something. The wife of the mission president is not supposed to be at work. She's supposed to be taking care of the kids.
It actually says that. It says caring for your family is your wife's primary responsibility. She should not feel an obligation to participate in mission activities at the expense of family needs. If a babysitter is needed occasionally so that she can participate in an activity, the cost of the babysitter may be reimbursed.
Boy, my wife really wishes that I was a mission president because that would be that's a nice perk. And if you're paying her $12 an hour, which isn't a lot of money, that's still $12,000 a year if you're using the 20 hours a week here in Utah.
Okay, now we're going to have to step this up to finish in this program, but it also has a section called transportation. The church provides one mission automobile assigned exclusively to the mission president. Although a vehicle is not permanently assigned to your wife, she may use any available mission vehicle for shopping, taking children to school, or other needs. So you get a car. And it also says the mission office pays the following transportation expenses: fuel, oil, maintenance, and repair expenses for mission-owned vehicles. Now, we would have to assume that the repair expenses would probably not be that much because these cars would be newer, and usually cars don't start needing that till after maybe 4 or 5 years in most cases. But then another bullet point says travel expenses for you and your wife as you supervise the mission, including the cost of meals and lodgings. Normally, the mission office reimburses you for the travel expenses of your children as they travel with you to meet the missionaries during the first month and during the final month of your mission. On other occasions, when they travel with you, their expenses are paid from your personal reimbursement of living expenses. So the kids are covered as well. Then we get into insurance premiums. Medical expenses for you and your family are paid from church funds. Maintaining any medical insurance you have can therefore reduce medical costs to the church. So if you already have a policy like that, they encourage you to keep it because it's going to cost the church less, but you are being reimbursed, it sounds like. And it says here, missionary medical, and it gives two phone numbers here with an 801 area code. It says, missionary medical contacts mission presidents before they begin their missions to discuss whether each president should keep his personal health insurance policy in force during his mission. In such circumstances, the church reimburses the president for the health insurance premium. Then it says, the church provides a $50,000 travel policy on you and a $25,000 policy on your wife. These policies cover loss of life, limb, or sight and apply when you and your wife are traveling to fulfill church responsibilities. If you currently have or desire additional term life insurance, premium costs may be reimbursed up to a maximum of $100 a month or the cost for $250,000 face value of level term insurance, whichever is less.
All of this we've been talking about these last 3 days is a volunteer.
Yes, and that's what we want to talk about tomorrow. Because this is not considered by the Mormon Church as being really salary or any kind of wage.
Well, what about all the taxes they would owe on all of this that they would get?
If they were in any other circumstance, they would be taxed on this income. Now, we've already admitted that when it comes to clergy and other religious organizations, housing allowance is not taxable federal. It is taxable Social Security and such like that. But as you can see, there are a lot of benefits to the mission president that he doesn't have to pay out of pocket. The church is taking care of everything, including their food, their clothing.
This sounds like a paid clergy to me, Bill.
It sounds kind of like it to me, but as we said, they would argue it's not, and we're going to look at that closer tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled, In Their Own Words, A Collection of Mormon Quotations, Mormonism Research Ministry's Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.